Well, thank you so much for staying tuned right here. Top 5 at Press TV. I'm Marcia Hashemi. Well, Syria has asked the United Nations to help prevent any aggression against the Arab country. Now, the call came in a letter by the country's UN envoy, Bashar al-Jafari. The letter also urges the world body to help work out a political solution to the crisis in Syria. Jafari once again dismissed allegations that the Syrian government was behind a recent gas attack near Damascus. His remarks come as the United States is weighing military action against Syria. Well, let's turn to Belfast. We're joined by Seb Shath, author and Middle East experts. Thank you so much for being with us. Mr. Shath, let's look at this situation now. The more the United States want to beat the drums, not only other countries, but also Syria itself continues to deny the use of these chemical weapons, and now they're asking the United Nations to help prevent any aggression against it. Will the United Nations actually come through?
It's not just Syria, it's even the Arabic public opinion and much of the world public opinion as well knows that. The United States of America done the same before to the Iraqis, accusing them of chemical weapons and piling of weapons of mass destruction, and they invaded the country, destroyed the country, decimated the Iraqi people into many provinces and states, killed over 1.5 million Iraqis, put the country under sanctions for 10 years, and to discover there was none of that and all is just fabrication and lies. The same thing happened in Libya as well. And the same thing happened to Sudan when they pressured Sudan and split it in two. They are turning into all the Arabic strong armies or nationalist Arabic states and destroy their armies. The aim of this to secure Israel. That's why Syria needs to take the U.S. and its gangs to the World Criminal Court and hold them, the U.S. as well, responsible for the destruction of the cradle of civilization, Syria, and for each loss of life at the hands of these thugs in there. We see in the open a teamwork between Al-Qaeda terrorist groups and the United States of America. They killed over 100,000 civilians in Syria and soldiers as well. This is the dirtiest war being waged in a country just to secure the state of Israel and to secure some of the United States' interest in the area, since the United States of America received so many blows and defeats in the area. From the 2006 defeat of Israel at the hands of the Lebanese Arabic resistance, mm-hmm. to the Palestinian resistance as well, to the defeat in Iraq, and they are withdrawing from the area, and they want to focus into the Indian Ocean around China, and they want to destroy Syria so they can, after that, secure their interest in a changing regime in Iran and their interest in securing international water water straits in, like Suez Canal or the Hormuz Strait and this area. So the United States of America at this precise moment is at the weakest of its history, point in its history.
Well, let me just jump in here, Mr. Shath, let me just jump in here, because you talked about, as far as public opinion, you talked about in the Arab world, not just, of course, in the Arab world, but we're looking at globally, as far as public opinion, the majority of people being against the United States attacking Syria. What makes it different this time around, you think? Or does it make a difference? Because we saw, leading up to the attack, the war on Iraq, there was also public opinion against the United States going into Iraq. But this time it seems that more people are becoming aware of the situation. How do you see it overall? I'm talking about the perspective of globally as far as the people and people movement.
The people in here, they've seen the evidence of the lies and fabrications of their government and their leadership and their intelligence agencies. And they've seen the effect of these kind of lies as life being destroyed, waves of refugees coming to the southern of Europe or from Libya or from Tunisia or from Egypt or from Iraq. They are scattered around the world from the this is from the effect of the campaigns, military campaigns, the United States of America and its NATO allies waged in the Arabic and Islamic countries. So the international public opinion seen the result of these lies. They've seen it in countries being destroyed, from wealthy countries like Iraq or Libya, to their people are even, they don't have any human beings sort of standards of living left for them. And these sort of thing, as well, the anti-war movement in the West started to release a lot of information and tell the people about these kind of lies. And the Syrian people being subjected to a war, it's the irony of it. This war is being waged by Al-Qaeda and supported and championed by the United States of America.
Okay. All right.
The whole moral ground for the United States of America is collapsing.
Thank you so much for being with us out of Belfast, Mr. Saeb Shaith, author and Middle East affairs expert.